What's up, you guys? Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. Yesterday, I had asked y'all to send me your responses so that I know if the show has any active listeners. Guess what? I got exactly 0 replies. That means I've got 0 active listeners, and I really hope this show garners some more attention, although it's been a couple of weeks since I started off. I'm Karan Thavrani, and I'll be taking you through today's show, which, as always, is about the top sports stories of the day. The top story of the day is that Pakistan have thrashed England in their own backyard. Pakistan put England into bat first, and England could muster just 211. Credit again to Hasan Ali and co for bowling like a dream. Hasan Ali is now the top wicket taker of the tournament with 10 wickets. In came Pakistan to bat, and it was never really a problem for them with the target being so low. Both the openers got half centuries and got out, and then came in Babar Azam and Mohammad Hafeez to finish off the job. Today's result is making me look even more forward to tomorrow's second semi-final between India and Bangladesh. Of course, the host nation getting knocked out today means that a subcontinental team is now going to win the ICC Champions Trophy. At the start of the tournament, if you told me that out of England, Australia, New Zealand and Bangladesh in Group A, Bangladesh would be the last team standing, I'd call you crazy. That's how crazy this tournament has been. Moving on to football, the Premier League fixtures were released earlier today. There's no way I'm going to announce all the 380 fixtures, so here's just the Game Week 1 fixtures. Arsenal vs Leicester City, Brighton vs Manchester City, Chelsea vs Burnley, Crystal Palace vs Huddersfield, Everton vs Stoke, Manchester United vs West Ham United, Newcastle United vs Tottenham Hotspur, Southampton vs Swansea City, Watford vs Liverpool, and West Bromwich Albion vs Bournemouth. Bayern Munich have signed Corentin Tolisso from Lyon on a 5-year deal. The transfer fee is reported to be around 37.5 million euros. Honestly, I hadn't heard of this player until today, so I had to do a bit of research on him. Here's what I got. He's only 22 and a central midfielder. He's been with Lyon since a decade and made his first senior appearance in 2013 when Remy Gard is the manager. Moving on from one 22-year-old to another, Manchester United have finally announced the signing of Victor Lindelof from Benfica. The 22-year-old centre-back has signed a 4-year deal and the transfer fee is reportedly £31 million. Anyone remember Ricky Van Wolfswinkel? The O-hyped forward who played for Norwich City? At least that's how I remember him as. Plus, he was priced way too high on the Fantasy Premier League. Anyways, Ricky Van Wolfswinkel has signed for Champions League club and Swiss champions FC Basel on a 3-year deal. Ricky Van Wolfswinkel, I love his surname, is not that bad actually. Since moving on from Norwich to Vitesse, he scored 23 goals in 37 appearances. Moving on to tennis, Roger Federer, who said last month that he would be skipping the French Open to focus on Wimbledon, has lost the very first match of the Stuttgart Open to Tommy Haas on grass. Federer won the first set and even had a match point in the second set, but Haas fought back to win 2-6, 7-6, 6-4. Meanwhile, Rafael Nadal, who just won the French Open a couple of days back, has withdrawn from the Aegon Championships at Queen's Club. Nadal was advised rest by his doctor, but said he is disappointed to make a decision, as every time he reached the Wimbledon final, it was after playing in Queens. That's all I've got for today. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, see you tomorrow.